The same thing, got him with the bridle and some reins to call it, in a line. It's shorter, they call it a bridle rein.
And
got a bridle on it.
You put your feet in the...
In the stirrups of the saddle. You get on the saddle, put your foot in the stirrups of the saddle.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to...
Back him in position to hook him up. At the back him, if it's a wagon, you got the back inside the tongue and hook him up. If it's a buggy, you got to back him up in the shaft.
Or you have to put the what on him?
We have to put the gills on him first.
Uh-huh.
The gill, collar, bridle.
Okay. Say, the first thing you have to do after milking is you have to...
Well, you got to strain your milk.
What do you call thick milk?
Clabber.
Anything that you make from that?
Oh, you can make, if you don't skim it, I believe you can make a cottage cheese out of it. Call it cottage cheese, put some sugar on it, and clabber.
What about something that's kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got a lot of fruit and dough in it?
Like a fruit pie? Got a lot of fruit and dough in it? Oh, you could, that could be a blackberry pie, blackberry and dumplings, peaches and dumplings.
Did you ever hear it say an apple slump or apple cobbler?
Apple slump, apple pie, apple.
What's an apple slump?
Well, an apple slump is something like a pie, like an apple pie. Just apples and a dough mixed and cooked together.
Did you used to have that around here very much?
Not too much.
Anything else that you call that?
Not as I know.
Say if someone has a good appetite and say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over pie. You call that a...
Sugar and milk.
A sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie.
Oh, you call that what do you call it, Wilma? A dressing? Not a dressing, icing.
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Oh, that's a snack.
What
a snack. I eat a snack before I get my dinner. Between meal, I eat a snack between meal, or a sandwich, either one.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you'd tell them, go ahead and...
Go ahead on, wipe it up and let's eat.
Or if they're standing up, you tell them to...
Sit down. Okay. Sit down, let's eat.
So you'd say, so then he, what, down?
He sat down, we passed the blessing, and then go to eating. Get his place and start eating.
And nobody else was standing because they had all...
Sit down.
And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you tell them, just go ahead and...
Reach me the potato.
Or go ahead and what?
Serve yourself.
Or someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
No thank you, I don't like that. I don't eat that.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Cold overs. It's cold over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...